Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
McKinsey designed schemes to get more people on opioids, and as a result, more people suffered and died.
Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey testified Wednesday on the state's investigation into McKinsey and Company and congressional committee allegations the company hid its work for Purdue Pharma, manufacturer of OxyContin, while also advising the Food and Drug Administration. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments this week over the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy, which forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their cases played out in U.S. courts, often in dangerous conditions. Senior Policy Counsel at the American Immigration Council, Aaron Reichlin Melnick.
This is a pretty outrageous idea that a new president coming into office is not allowed to dismantle his predecessor's programs that he disagrees with. And that is largely what was at stake.
Meanwhile, Republicans, including Pennsylvania Senator Rob Portman, continue to criticize President Biden on his decision to lift Title 42 COVID-19 restrictions at the border.
So for people who believe like I do, we have a dramatic and desperate crisis of national security at our southern border, I will tell you, if they eliminate Title 42, it's going to get a lot worse.
The Biden administration and the family of Trevor Reed say the U.S. Marine veteran is out of Russian prison and safely on his way back to the U.S. Reed was exchanged for jailed Russian pilot Konstantin Yaroshenko in a prisoner swap, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Trevor's freedom is the result of months and months of hard, careful work across the U.S. government.
About 500 people have died in gun violence in the U.S. so far in 2022, according to the latest data from the Gun Violence Archive. Daniel Webster from the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions on the largest single-year increase in gun violence on record from 2019 to 2020.
So this pattern that we see overall in gun violence is also seen in mass shootings.
New York's highest court Wednesday rejected new congressional maps widely seen as favoring Democrats, largely agreeing with Republican voters who argued district boundaries were unconstitutionally gerrymandered. Finally, 1 year after he was convicted of murdering George Floyd, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has filed an appeal to overturn the jury's verdict and reduce his sentence. Chauvin wants the Minnesota Court of Appeals to either toss his conviction and send his case back to Hennepin County, reverse the result and order a new trial in a new venue, or sentence him to a lesser punishment. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.